Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion. My passion. It's all
okay,
passion.
Your passion
yes.
is coming off as erratic
right.
to people.
Right. Well, you borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard. Yeah, because it just, it fires in a way that is, I don't know, maybe not from this particular terrestrial realm.
I think some of those things that you're putting out there are making people think something's wrong with you.
That's up to, that has nothing to do with me, really. I mean, they're entitled to, I suppose, interpret stuff as they must.
Some
are, a doctor of? What
some
are
saying
of?
That you're bipolar.
Wow, what does that mean?
I guess that, you know, you're on two ends of the spectrum.
Wow, and then what? What's the cure? Medicine? Make me like them? Not gonna happen. I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what? If I'm bipolar, aren't there moments where a guy like crashes and like in the corner, like, oh my God, it's all my mom's fault. Shut up. Shut up. Stop. Move forward.
Have you had any celebrities reach out to you to try
oh, yeah.
and help you?
Yeah, like radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and just radical people. And it's and they're not telling me what to do.
Who gave you the best piece of advice?
Oh, well, they didn't give me any advice. And within that, there's great advice. It was just love. And so, you know, just to see, it's oftentimes says unknown, but occasionally, you know, a giant marquee name comes through on your caller ID and it's like winning.
When was the last time you used?
I use a blender, I use a vacuum cleaner, I use, household items. When was the last time I ingested or took drugs?
Yes, when was the last time you took drugs?
Such an AA stupid expression or term. I don't remember. I do not remember.
A week ago, 2 weeks ago, 2 days ago.
6 weeks, I don't know. It was a couple days before the suits rolled in and said, change it, change everything, we're shutting you down.
Tell me about the last time you took drugs.
The last time I took drugs, I probably took more than anybody could survive, you know.
What are we talking about, how much?
I don't know, man, I was banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear, go.
How do you survive that?
Because I'm me, I'm different. I just have a different constitution, I have a different brain, I have a different heart, I have a different, you know, I got tiger blood, man.
You don't worry that you're gonna die when you take that many drugs?
Dying's for fools.
But you're only human.
Now, there's certain blends I will not entertain because that's how people go down. I'm too smart to do that. So, you know, I'm sorry for the guys that happened to, but, you know, you should have read the directions before you showed up at the party, you know.
So you actually have a strategy about how you take your drugs?
No, I just have a couple of rules. I don't know if it's a strategy.
You're clean right now.
Sure.
So is this better now? Your life now, clean with your children.
Yeah,
is
no,
it better
it's perfect.
Than
it's not
being
better.
On drugs?
It's perfect. It's perfect. Yeah. No, it doesn't compare. They're whole different realities, you know. There's great things about both, but what I'm harnessing now is absolute, you know, focus. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. I've come back from a place that, you know, people can put labels on it and they can figure all this stuff out. They can try to like normalize it, boring, stupid, you know, and that's fine. But for me, it's I've just answered to a higher calling and it happened in a blink of an eye and I'm totally excited by it, you know.
Are you worried you're going to relapse?
No.
Why?
Because I'm not going to, period, the end.
But how do you
know? I blinked and I cured my brain. That's how. Everybody has the power. Just because everybody, you know, can't is the cancer of happen. Mm-hmm. Can't is the cancer of happen. I can't do it. The Nike slogan doesn't say, just try it. Oh, okay. Just try it. No, just do it, man.
But you love to party.
I mean, what's not to love?
Especially
when you see how I party, man. It was epic. The run I was on made Sinatra, Flynn, Jagger, Richards, all of them just look like, you know, droopy-eyed, armless children.
When you look back at the last time you used drugs, are you disgusted with yourself? Or do you think, how could I have done that?
I'm proud of what I've created. It was radical.
You're proud of that party moment?
Of course. Why wouldn't I be?
No, Why would you be?
Because I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives. And I gave that to them. I may forget about them tomorrow, but they'll live with that memory for the rest of their lives. And that's a gift, man.
One of the women said that she was afraid she might OD. One of the women who was here.
What's that got to do with me?
You're showing them the party.
I just, you know, that's got nothing to do with me. That's mm-hmm. all on her. And if she does, I'm sorry.
You say that you like the feeling of being on drugs and it's
not
exciting
anymore.
And fun.
Not anymore. It bored the hell out of me after a while. I was like, okay, let's try something else.
How can anyone believe that you will stay clean, given your track record?
I'm not interested in what people believe. I'm interested in what I believe, and I believe in the truth. And that's what rules me.